Hey there, Raza, Chicano casters. I'm back, bitches. It's been a while, and I feel like I don't have to explain myself. Orale, na Raza. I stopped, or can I say I paused the show because I wasn't sure it was being heard or making a difference. Pinche chillon, right? But neta Raza, I hear back very little from listeners, even though Podbean reports to me that some of the shows get around 800 listens. But I bet 750 of those are me listening over and over, admiring the hell out of my show. Que mamón, no? So once again, Chicanos, Chicanas, and Chicanex, and anyone else who may be listening and somehow relate to this show, gracias. This is Fernando Amador from Downey, California, who proudly grew up in Maywood, California. And welcome to ChicanoCast number 44. The OG Chicano podcast. Wait, is that true? Listen to me talking shit already. Vato confianzudo. Can someone check on that? Is this the OG Chicano podcast? I know there are a lot of good ones out there now, but I did start back in 2011. Damn, Raza, ya hace un rato. Can someone let me know? Someone chismoso metiche, please look that up for me. Órale. It's been so long, there are so many things to talk about, right? So many issues that I owe you an opinion on. But Raza, honestly, the best opinion is your own opinion. As long as you get informed, and I believe that this is the best advice because look, we just got rid of fucking trompetas. Adios, motherfucker. May we never hear from you again. Yeah, this show's political. Political like that, and I do give harsh opinions like that, but only because this fucker insulted and turned a part of the country on Latinos. When he called us murderers, rapists, and drug traffickers, I took that shit personally. Why, you ask? Because I'm brown. Raza, and the gringos? To them, I am no different from any immigrant. So hell yes, it was personal, and I kept it personal when it was time to vote. You know me, Raza, I always said inform yourself and then make the choice that is best for you and your family when it comes to voting. But this time, no mames, there was no other choice but to get rid of this fool. Raza, let me switch gears and talk about the Capitol attack. I saw this go down when it was being shown on TV live, and my first thought was, like that of many others, if the people would have been black or brown, they would have been shot. White fucking privilege. Even in terrorist attacks, no mames. We are used to white privilege when it comes to, you know, good cushy jobs or university acceptance, but it also applies to terrorist attacks, to traitors? Que cabrón, Raza. So we don't even get an advantage on attacks on our own country. No mames. Órale. But you know what? After giving the Capitol attack some more thought, I couldn't help but thinking of Hitler. Yeah, Raza, Hitler. You know, I remember back in junior high and in high school taking history, hating it and sucking at it. But I do remember that when it came to Hitler, we all paid attention because it was about one crazy, evil, funny, bigote-wearing fool making a nation turn on one race to the point where they began to exterminate them. I used to think, you know, what a stupid nation, what a stupid society. Couldn't they see past this crazy Hitler dude? Yeah, I used to judge the Germans for being so easily manipulated and made to do atrocities. I also thought, you know, I would never do something like that. I could never be fooled like that. And Raza, I bet a lot of güeritos thought the same thing, although not at my school, where we were all Raza. At Bell High School, hell yeah. And Raza, that's why it's so important to study history. My son Fernie, I'm sure, loves me saying this. So we don't commit the same mistakes and we see the patterns. So yeah, with Trump, the pattern was there. The reaction was there from the crazy supremacists. And sadly, the tragedy was also there. You know, I was almost about to say that, you know, we stopped him before anything really bad happened. But hell no, we didn't. Not if you ask those kids and families who are still in cages, who are only looking for a better life. Not if you ask those Chicano families who lost loved ones to COVID because of the perpetual bad health system, food deserts, and bad paying jobs with no health insurance. Yeah, mostly the hard labor type jobs that our people have to take and who were unfairly considered essential and did not stop working and therefore got the virus and were, as a community, the most vulnerable. A lot of our people did not make it and will not make it. And thanks to this bullshit system we have, where we enslave people for profit and our government is actually part of it. Will Biden change this? I really don't think so, Raza, but you know what? I'm willing to give him a chance. So yeah, Raza, one pendejo, and I do mean pendejo when I refer to Trump, turned almost half the nation on itself, so much that we committed the worst acts to immigrant children, are losing minorities unequally to COVID, and got a bunch of fools to storm the Capitol. Raza, hold on, losing my spit here. Let me take a quick drink. Sierra Nevada Pale Ale today. When I heard some of the attackers of the Capitol lost their lives, I honestly thought, well, when you do something like that, you should be prepared and willing to lose your life. But white privilege dictated that they can storm the Capitol and feel safe as fuck. Because yeah, they're white. No, pendejos, when you act like a terrorist or a traitor to your country, expect to be shot. Expect to lose your life. It comes with the territory, or at least it should, right? Raza, I was going to get into the numbers and statistics of how uneven COVID has been to our raza. But being it's my first show back in quite some time, you know, I don't want to bore or overwhelm anybody. So let me just say it has hit us 3.5 times harder than the whites. You know what? Okay. One example. One quick example. Bear with me, Raza. Washington State is 13% Latino, but Latinos make up 34% of the COVID cases. No mames, cabrón. That is crazy, but mostly that is unacceptable. This shows the disproportionate health system, living standards, and job market that is available to our people. We really have to do something about this, and I hope Biden is the one. I have doubts, like I said, but let's give him a chance. I think he's too middle of the road for me. I really wanted Bernie. And fucking Trump continued to hit us hard when it comes to vaccines. Because we, and by we, I mean Raza, are dying disproportionately and need access to the vaccine now. But the federal government has dropped the ball badly on this and some states too. And as I record this show, our Raza is dying of COVID. When a vaccine exists but isn't being distributed to the most vulnerable population, no mames, cabrón. And Raza, I know a lot of people of color. A lot of Raza are anti-vax, at least on this vaccine. It is also true in my immediate family, to let you know. But I say, if not for a vaccine, then what's our endgame? Is it to let everyone who can't handle the virus die? Or reach herd immunity after millions of deaths? Is that the answer, Raza? If you don't agree with me, then, como dijo Esqueleto, I don't know why you always have to be judging me because I only believe in science. Órale. But Raza, really, as a punk-ass bitch asustado of the coronavirus as I am, I want that vaccine, and I want it as soon as it's made available to my young-ass age group. So yeah, I'll be the last. Órale. Raza, should I continue ranting or end this shit? Les sigo, cabrones. Hang in there for a while. The stimulus. The unemployment benefits, or lack of, should I say. Yeah, the $600 a week was nice while it lasted, and only to those who qualified, which, you know, left out a lot of our raza, either due to not having papeles or due to the ineffective unemployment department. The $1,200 wasn't bad either, but then they left us dry for maybe 8 to 9 months. No mamen, telling us to stay home and don't go out. And oh yeah, but guess what? We won't help you with the bills either. For a lot of raza who had essential jobs, as they say, they had no other choice but to work to be able to pay rent and to eat. Then finally, another stimulus comes 8 months later, and it's $600. That won't even get you 1 month's rent in LA, no mamen. Not even for renting a room. It's our own money that we have been paying for many, many years, and the fuckers get stingy. Pinche Trump left us out in the cold. So this is another reason our people have been unfairly hit by the virus. The jobs we hold don't have that option of working from home. So we had to risk our lives in order to feed our families. Get bullshit, Raza, and it's still going on. It's not over. So like the title of the show, Adios, Motherfucking Trump. It's about time because you hurt our people bad. So bad it's going to take years to make us whole. And for some who tragically lost a loved one, never will they feel like they are back to normal. For those listeners out there who have lost someone to COVID, I am really sorry for your loss. So, Raza, after all this time, I am back, and you must be thinking, este cabrón sinvergüenza leaves us? Again, I might add, then comes back and spits up all this shit for all these minutes, and I'm expected to welcome him back with open arms? No mames. Okay, Raza, let me explain. Some of you have been loyal listeners and deserve an explanation / excuse, but honestly, I don't really have one. Not a good excuse, not a good reason. But anyways, here goes. A peek into my heart and soul. Órale, qué dramático, cabrón. I stopped because I thought the show had done all it could, and maybe in the quarantine I lost some motivation. I can prove that by the weight I gained. Órale. A few did reach out to me and I appreciate it, but I just wasn't into it, possibly. I pendejamente thought the show would be more than what it is. But maybe, Raza, what it is what it needs to be. Yeah. I am your drunk tío talking shit and trying to give you advice so you do better than my generation, so you lift up our culture and our community more and more. And isn't that how it's supposed to work from generation to generation? And if this show can get one of you to believe and do that, then the show is what it needs to be. But another reason I decided to record ChicanoCast podcast once again is because a couple of cool Chicanos reached out to me. They have a company looking for Latino talent to be part of their catalog. So if those fools consider my dumbass talent, then hell yeah, I'm recording more shows. Órale. Raza, I quickly want to give a quick shout out to my friends over at My Grito Industries, Oscar and Rob. If you aren't familiar with My Grito is a Latino-run independent label and artist collective, helping give Latino artists a voice. Check out what they've been doing at MyGrito.net and on their socials on Instagram at MyGrito. So Raza, thanks for listening to me once again and hope you find this show informative and entertaining. I'm going to keep this shit going and help me do that, Raza, by reviewing the show and letting me know how you feel, how you think, or you can just say, hi, pendejo, I am listening. I may not agree with everything you say, but I am listening. So Raza, I'm at chicanocast@gmail.com. I'm out, Raza. Stay brown and stay proud.
Hey ChicanoCast, we want to make you part of our catalog.
Really, Essen? But like, what do I have to do?
Just keep doing what you're doing, we think it can really sell.
Damn, and here I thought Sears was going out of business. Mama, voy a estar en el Sears catalog. No lo tires cuando llegue.